In 1976, the army were brought in to help out with the British firemen's strike. They were struck, no one to put out fires, so the army came in. Well, they received a call, this is in 1976, from an elderly lady whose cat was stuck up a tree. Out came the army, rescued the cat, they discharged their duty. The elderly woman was so thrilled that she invited the army into her home for tea and cookies. Afterwards, fond farewells were given. Off drove the army over the cat and killed it. That's from a book called Heroic Failures. Now, if you study the Christian faith, you'll find the majority of people who became Christians came through a ran over the cat and killed it experience. Things were going fine, and then a loved one got killed, or in a car accident, or they had cancer, or financial collapse. There was some sort of crisis came into their life that turned them to God. Well, what are these people? Weak-minded people? Do they need a crutch to go through life? Well, not really. They're ordinary people like you and me, but they had a crisis that brought them to their knees and made them look upward. Now, I didn't come through that experience. My crisis was kind of different. At the age of 22, I'd attained everything I want to attain, every material possession. I was incredibly happy. And I could see I was part of the ultimate statistic, 10 out of 10 die. I realized that everything I loved was going to be ripped from my hands by death. So life took on a sense of futility. I thought to myself, why am I waiting around to die? It was like I had this big happiness bubble and I was waiting for the sharp pin of reality to burst it. That was my crisis. And if you're not aware of your crisis today, let me give you one. Do you realize that you've sinned against God? Do you realize you've violated His commandments? Some of you here today, you're here today because you've violated civil law. You have to face a judge. If there's a fine to be paid, you can't pay the fine, then you'll suffer the consequences. You and I have violated another law, the law of God, the Ten Commandments. So what I'm going to do is read the law to you, and you can be the judge as to whether or not you're innocent or guilty. You shall not commit adultery. Ever done that? You say, no, never done that. Folks, listen to what Jesus said. He said, but I say to you, whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. Ever done that? Ever look with lust? You say, are you kidding? That's all I ever do. Guilty of that one. You shall not steal. Ever stolen something? You say, yeah, just little things. Then you're a thief, irrespective of the value of that which you've stolen. You shall not bear false witness. Ever told a lie? Say, yeah, fibs, white lies. Come on, ever born false witness? I'm not talking about discretion. I'm talking about telling a bold-faced lie. You say, yeah, I've done that. Guilty. Well, then, by your own admission, you're a lying, thieving, adulterer at heart. And the Bible says all liars are on their part in the lake of fire. No thief will inherit the kingdom of God, neither will adulterers. Ever use God's name in vain? Ever used His name as a cuss word? Think about it. God gave you life. He gave you a brain to think with, eyes to see with, ears to hear with, taste buds to enjoy good food with. He lavished His goodness upon you and you used His name as a cuss word to express disgust. That's called blasphemy. And blasphemers will not inherit the kingdom of God. And bear in mind, there's been two witnesses to your crimes. Your conscience. Conscience means with knowledge. Con is with, science is knowledge. Every time you violate God's law, there is an inner witness, an impartial judge on the courtroom of your mind that says guilty. And the second witness to your crimes is Almighty God. The Bible says the eye of the Lord is in every place, beholding the evil and the good. You think God can form the human eye with 137 million light-sensitive cells? There's not a camera on the face of this earth that is anywhere near the sophistication of the human eye. Do you think God formed the eye and He's blind? No, God sees everything, including your thought life and deeds you do in darkness. And the Bible warns, this righteous judge of the universe will bring every word to judgment, including every secret thing, whether it's good or whether it's evil. So think about this. If you died today, if your heart gave out right now, and you stood before God, would you be innocent or guilty? You know you'd be guilty. You're like me. You're like the rest of us. Would you go to heaven or hell? Well, the Bible makes it very clear. All liars are their part in the lake of fire. You would be in big trouble if you died in the state you're in. Eternal damnation. Where God cuts you off from life and light and laughter and pleasure. And gives you anguish, the Bible says. Read the book of Romans, chapter 2. He'll give anguish upon every soul that continues in sin. So what should you do? Well, the Bible says, this judge of the universe is rich in mercy to all who call upon him. And God in his goodness provided a way for you to be forgiven. He paid your fine in the life's blood of his son. God became a person in Jesus Christ and gave his perfect sinless life as a sacrifice for the sin of the world. The first time John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." In the Old Testament, the Jews had to bring a spotless lamb, a lamb without blemish, and shed its blood for a temporary covering for their sin. But God provided the Lamb of God, the sinless lamb, a perfect human, whose blood once and for all can wash away the transgressions of all humanity. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Christ has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. The reason for his death and resurrection was so your case could be dismissed on the day of judgment. It was so that death could lose its sting on your life, so the grave could lose its victory. And the moment you put your faith in Jesus Christ, the moment you repent, the Bible promises you'll pass from death to life. Folks, please get right with God today. Call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall not be disappointed. You won't be. You will pass from death to life. You have God's promise on it. You may not be here tomorrow. Every single year, 42,000 Americans are killed in car accidents. Every single day, 1,500 Americans die of cancer. There's all these other ways you and I could die. Today could be your last day on the earth. So get right with God before you pass into eternity. Just cry, "God, forgive me, I'm a sinner." And willfully put your trust in Jesus Christ.